From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. House Budget Chairman Cody Smith released an initial budget plan for fiscal year 2025 yesterday, shortly after lawmakers adjourned for a week-long spring break. The plan totals $50 billion and would include money for rebuilding I-44 and other rural roads, as well as increased minimum teacher pay. Democratic Representative Peter Meredith says that while he's glad there aren't fewer cuts to education programs, the funding sources House Republicans are using aren't traditional.
Instead of using the gas tax money that's designated for roads and bridges, we're actually pulling general revenue in to spend on our interstates even, interstates that should be funded with federal dollars. But that GR, that comes out of our budget, and that means it's ultimately money that we could be spending on our kids, our schools, our higher education, and all of the other needs in our state.
Legislators will discuss and vote on the proposed budget plan when they return from the break. The Missouri Department of Conservation and other conservation groups are partnering to host a calorie pear tree buyback program. The trees are invasive in Missouri. KOMU News reports Missouri residents can receive a free native tree in return for cutting down a calorie tree on their property. The Metropolitan Nashville Police Department say the investigations into missing MU student Riley Strain continue, but the disappearance is not being treated as a crime. KBIA's Anna Coletto has more.
Nashville police are not currently treating the disappearance of University of Missouri student Riley Strain as a crime or homicide investigation. Sergeant Robert Nielsen gave an update to media Thursday.
There's absolutely no indication whatsoever there's any kind of foul play or other crime involved. This is strictly a missing person investigation at this point. Obviously, those things can always change.
Strain was last seen near the Cumberland River after being kicked out of Luke Bryan's Nashville bar on March 8th. Police say there has been no indication so far that he was in a fight or altercation Friday night and are currently working on backtracking his route with phone records and security camera footage. The Metro Nashville Police Department is continuing its search efforts on foot with drones and sonar-equipped boats surrounding the river and riverbank. Further updates will be posted to the department's account on X, also known as Twitter. I'm Anna Coletto, KBIA News.
University of Missouri Greek Week is holding its second annual sensory-friendly carnival tomorrow. Greek Week is a multi-week event that aims to strengthen community within Greek life and encourages students to engage in philanthropic causes. Molly Andrews is the director of service for Greek Week and says students completed trainings to ensure their booths are not overstimulating.
Sometimes you'll see college students who are struggling to win these carnival games, and then you'll see little kids who are doing it with ease. So it's honestly like just lots of laughs and a really good time.
The carnival is scheduled for Saturday from 11 to 2 at Rothwell Lawn at the corner of Rollins and Hitt Streets. I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.